Amanda thinks we're good.
Do you have, if Amanda says so, it's got to be right.
All right, we may proceed.
Thank you so much. First thing is approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one change today. I do not believe we have any proposed zoning ordinances. We can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances to today's agenda.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I make a motion to approve it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Riley?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. It seems you guys were awake.
I like that.
Caught me off guard there.
We had the minutes of February 25th. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several. The first is from DAPI, that's Delaware Adolescent Program, Inc., thanking the council for its donation. Also, the Peninsula Regional Medical Center Foundation for its support for the Nanticoke Cancer Center. Also, there is a special award that was given to Mr. Sam Wilson for his past kindness, thoughtfulness, constant caring, and unselfish generosity towards a worthwhile charitable causes, and that was given by the U.S. Deputy Sheriff's Association. Wow. And there was a card Mr. Wilson gave me, a thank you. As we all know, Sue Webb has recently retired, and she was thankful for the recognition she received from council.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy? None?
Wow.
Okay, Mr. Lawson, you're up.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is the Planning Zoning Director selection. It gives me great pleasure, Mr. President, to announce today's selection of our Planning Zoning Director. As you know, previous director, Ms. Janelle Cornwell, left the county in January to take a position in Lewis, creating a vacancy in the Planning Zoning Office. As a result, we posted the position and received several candidates qualified for the position. Council in the executive session heard from these candidates during a extensive interview process, and one candidate in particular really rose to the top, and it's my understanding that the county council would like to appoint this candidate to the position of the director of planning and zoning. And I before I begin my remarks, I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council appoints Mr. Jamie Whitehouse to the position of Planning and Zoning Director for Sussex County, effective immediately.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you, members of council. As I was saying, Mr. Whitehouse was very impressive during his interview process. I think we were all impressed by his responses, his experience, and his vision. Jamie comes to us after 2.5 years in county council, or Sussex County government, comes to us from DLDOT, and previously was working in the planning industry in his native country, England. Jamie holds professional accreditations with both the American Institute of Certified Planners and the Rural Town Planning Institute. He has an undergrad law degree from Coventry University in Coventry, England, and a master's degree in spatial planning from Birmingham City University in Birmingham, England. It's been a pleasure to work with Jamie for the last 2.5 years, and I am very pleased that council saw to his appointment, and we're very excited now to have a director lead us in a very, very busy department within the county. Congratulations, Jamie. All right. Next item is the County Administrator's Report for March 10th, 2020. Item 1, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet March 16th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Office's West Complex, located at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. The Conference Planning Subcommittee will meet at 11:30 to discuss planning for the May 8th, 2020 conference. A copy of the agenda for each of those meetings is attached. Item 2. The Sussex County Engineering Department will be conducting a public hearing on the proposed boundary for the Blackwater Village area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. That hearing will take place on Friday, March 13th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Indian River High School Auditorium. That is all, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, it's not 10:15 yet. We'll move to Mr. Ashman. Request permission to prepare and post notices. Good morning.
Good morning. Two items for consideration this morning for the permission to prepare and post notices for district expansions. The first one is an expansion of the sewer, Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District West Rehoboth area. This is parcels off the corner of Plantation Road and Cedar Grove Road. Engineering Department received a request from DBF on behalf of their client HKLS LLC, the owners and developers of a project known as Ocean Park on parcels 334-12-50 and 51. Expansion would consist of 5.482 acres more or less and has received preliminary site plan approval in January 9th, 2020. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates. And the engineering department would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation area.
Have a motion?
Deal. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Ocean Park expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 334-12-50 and 51, located at the corner of Plantation Road and Cedar Grove Road, as presented on March 10th, 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Next, sir.
The next one is also in the West Rehoboth area. This is parcels along Route 24, John J. Williams Highway. The engineering department received a request from Davis Bowen Friedel on behalf of their client, OA Rehoboth LLC, owners and developers of a project known as Lands of Harola Family LLC, on parcel 334-12-127.01. This expansion would consist of 18.793 acres, more or less, and the project would be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates. The engineering department would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for a public hearing on the annexation area.
You have a motion?
Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Harola expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 334-12-127.01, located along Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, as presented on March 10th, 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
How much are we paying?
How much are we paying?
Yeah.
We're not paying any.
How much are they paying? Hook up.
They will pay the standard $6,360 per EDU based on what project is approved.
That's
on
probably
the
not enough.
Will they also pay the infrastructure?
They will pay an infrastructure use agreement, a catch-up agreement as well.
The reason I'm saying that, because private costs you a lot more than that. Individuals. So we're encouraging people to develop more land by giving them a cheap price.
There you go. Any more questions, comments? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I didn't talk slow enough.
Mr. Littleton, R&H Filter Company Incorporated lease. Where's he? Somewhere. Oh, there he is. Put the scene for John. There you go.
Good morning. Good morning. Mr. President, Council, good morning. We're here to request approval from Council for R&H Filters Incorporated. They've leased lot 19B in the industrial park since 1985, dating back 35 years. It's a small family-owned business operating a facility for the fabrication of sintered glass products. used for filtration of various materials in the chemical and pharmaceutical industries. The initial term for this lease we're asking for approval of is 3 years with the option to extend for two additional two-year terms. Rent for the one-acre lot will begin at $2,500 a year, which brings us to fair market value and into compliance with our FAA grant assurances. There is consumer price index increases built into the lease after the initial three-year term. I do have a motion, if so, please.
Read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between Sussex County and R&H Filters Incorporated for lot 19B as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yet. Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Ms. James, let's do grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Laurel Elementary School. They're requesting $1,500 for their Dog Days 5K Run Wellness Walk. 100% of the funds from this event support the school. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Vincent and $250 from Mr. Riley. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
You okay with saying anything? You want to make the motion? Or?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton to grant $500 to the Laurel Elementary School for a 5K running wellness walk, being $250 from my council magic account and $250 from Mr. Riley's council magic account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yet. Motion carried. Next.
Yeah, next one. Town of Bethel is requesting $3,000 for the town's 225th anniversary celebration. There have been no past grants. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make that motion.
For $3,000. Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $3,000 to the town of Bethel for the anniversary celebration from my council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yeah. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Police Unity Tour Chapter 10. It's requesting $500 for the annual Police Unity Memorial Bicycle Tour. The program raises awareness for the fallen men and women in law enforcement, and we have June Rose Fletcher here. If you'd like, she wants to speak about the program.
Sure.
Thank you, Sussex County Council Administration. I just want to tell you all that when you sponsored me last year with the grant for the Police Unity Tour, it continued to give me the opportunity to represent Sussex County as a native of the city of Lewis and our grandfather, and all of our fallen here in Sussex County. Especially grateful to represent the state of Delaware and our community for our fallen, especially back so far. This was for our grandfather in 1939. I know you all have read materials, but very importantly this year, it's very emotional to be able to do this as a granddaughter. We will be continuing to ride through Sussex County coming from Cape May, but this year the calendar date falls on a Monday, and according to Mayor Bill West, we will be coming through on the 11th of May through Georgetown and again stopping at Delaware Tech. So I want everybody also in the audience and in Sussex County Council to remember that. I'll be in touch with a few of you for that date to come see us, to come just greet us at our pit stop as we make our way over to Annapolis following later in the afternoon, but then also to consider possibly coming over to Washington, D.C. For events during National Police Week. So we'll be in touch. I just want to say thank you very much for supporting this. This is an important part of our community legacy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben, you're coming through Georgetown. You're going to stop and pick me up so I see the president?
I'm pretty strong. You can always ride on the back of my bicycle or the motorcade.
Wow.
You got a lot of connections.
It'd be me.
Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda. The last grant was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Burton and $250 from Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Hudson.
I make a motion to grant $250 from my account, $250 from Mr. Burton's.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Burton to grant $500. To the Police Unity Tour Chapter 10 for the annual Police Unity Memorial Bicycle Tour, being $250 from Mr. Burton's Council Bank account and $250 from Mr. Hudson's Council Bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Let's back up now for a public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for two public hearings that we're going to have today. We're going to give the instructions all at once, but they'll be handled separately. There's going to be a short presentation on each by Mr. Ashman. After that, council will have an opportunity to question Mr. Ashman on the intent of the hearing. And then after that, the public may address this issue if you desire. The first one is to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District to Plantation Medical Annexation. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. This expansion is for the West Rehoboth area of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, parcels along Plantation Road north of Route 24. The engineering department received a request from the owners and developers of Plantation Medical Facility on parcel 334-12-53.03. The engineering department sent letters to the neighboring parcels asking them if they wish to be included at this time. The parcel immediately to the south is the Metropolitan Community Church, and they had requested to be included. The next parcel did not respond. We sent a second notice and informed them that an easement may be needed regardless in order to serve the two parcels to the north. We have still not heard a response from that parcel. The area was posted on February 18th and advertised on February 26th and March 4th. Permission to post notices was granted on February 4th of 2020. The permission we requested was for the two parcels that you see in yellow, this one being Plantation Medical, this one being the Metropolitan Community Church. The engineering department would like to propose including this parcel and this parcel at this time. They will not receive a connection service or not receive a connection, so they will not be charged a charge. But it would get us, take care of our island that would be along route or along Plantations Road at this time. So the annexation would look more like this and fill that in. But that is strictly up to you. That's a recommendation by the engineering department.
Because the continuity can be achieved from across Plantation Road.
Yeah, we do not need those two parcels to be contiguous. Just would clean up our boundary a little bit.
However, if they were to request service in the future, they would have to pay for the advertisement and the annexation costs.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Does that complete the plantation? I mean, because we just had a motion on the end of this road.
With
Are we
this,
done with
this Ocean Park, that should wrap up. Probably to the south at that intersection. I think there's still some individual residences which would not be
on the other side of what we just looked at. The other side of Cedar.
Yeah. No. On the other, on the south side towards 24.
Fourth.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
More questions?
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Yes. My question.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Is there anyone here today that would like to address this issue? Is there anyone here today that would like to address this issue? Seeing no one here, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, act.
We'll close the public hearing, close the public comment. Somebody will read the motion.
I have a resolution. I actually have two resolutions, one based on just the two parcels, one based on all four.
What would be the council's pleasure?
Council's pleasure would
I would
be
think the all four of them. Would you think the all four of them?
Hans, what do you recommend?
Makes sense.
In order to save the residents' money, I would recommend we do the four parcels,
yep,
because otherwise they will bear the cost.
And would you read that one then?
I will. Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area, to include several parcels of land along the southwest side of Plantation Road, located in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Thank you. Motion, Mr.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes,
I will. Yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
The second one is a public hearing for the Miller Creek area of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, and this includes parcels 134-18-55, 134-19-5 and 6, and a community known as the Meadows at Byard. Permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing was granted on February 4th. We had received a request from Solutions IPEM on behalf of their client Charter Oak Investments LLC, the owners and developers of the proposed Sycamore Chase and the Meadows at Byard LLC on behalf of the existing Meadows at Byard subdivision. The Meadows at Byard is a 10-lot subdivision which is restricted to 5 lots on their current system and could expand to 10 once sewer connection is made. The area was posted on February 18th, advertised on February 26th and March 4th. To date, we have received no correspondence in support or opposition to the annexation.
Any questions? If there are no questions, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public that would like to discuss this matter? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and council may act if so desired.
Close public hearing, close public comment, it's okay with council. Ask, read a resolution.
Just to add for the record, the Sycamore Chase community does have preliminary approval.
Okay.
So we do follow the cold rule.
There you go.
Okay, this is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Miller Creek area, to include several parcels of land along the north and west sides of Byard Road, located in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will. Yeah, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Madam Lars, you can stay right there.
Remain.
Thank you, Mr. You were on vacation for a week. We took a vacation for a week, and here you are.
Back again. And next week. There are several items on the agenda for today. First one up is our big project, the South Coastal Rehoboth Beach project. And for this time, for the first time, I really tried to, and you've seen this in the memorandum, we have the overall cost summary. So you see the magnitude of the project on the engineering side as well as the contractual side. So this was developed, this is a joint effort between the finance department and the engineering department. We will subsequently, as we approach you with future approvals, we will always update this, the summary, so you see where we are, credits and change orders. You remember the first one was a very large credit change order which was approved very recently. And if you look at, there's several updates. And then the first update is engineering and finance departments are closely working with the town of Selbyville on their upgrades of their agreement. Now we have provided them with the two options we discussed before. They have all the documentation, background information, and it will be placed on a in a future town council agenda. I have been notified by the town administrator that we will be asked to present the two options. And then once I have that back, we will also discuss the changes to the agreement, present them to you for approval. Secondly, you see I gave you, there was no updates on the engineering contracts, but I now have that included, all the amendments which pertain to Rehoboth and to South Coastal are reflected in the cost summary sheet. And they would only, this particular section will only be updated if we have other amendments on the engineering side, which we do not expect. So probably in the next, maybe not the next memo, but eventually I will drop that out so you don't have to read that every time. But for right now, we'll just keep it in there for the public because they see the whole project memo. The next one is the project update, the actual project update. You see what's been approved by you before. And this particular one here, we're dealing with last page, the following issues. The drainage network improvement, this was initially to be completed under our time and material contract, but for scheduling reasons and financial reasons, we received a proposal from the general contractor and the general, the non-electrical contractor, we call them general contractor, but not in the sense of a general contractor. Ronco, Ronco made an offer which was below our estimated cost, which we always develop based on our rates. So we believe for scheduling as well as cost purposes, it makes sense to issue the change order to Ronco rather than using our on-call contractor. The on-call contractor is very busy working on the influent force main consolidations. You remember we're consolidating 13 force mains into two. That is ongoing. That project should wrap up in May. And that is, obviously, that was the reason why we couldn't move on the other one, because the on-call contractor is very busy with that influent force main project. What we did have was the proposal from Ronco to do the change of the record drawings. That was a credit, and then the Rehoboth Beach influent modification. They have the same problem, not nearly to the extent we have at South Coastal. We gave the drawings, the proposed drawings, which are now completed, to both contractors. And again, Ronco's price was such that we feel they are at or below our price, and we need it done sooner rather than later, and they can mobilize before our on-call contractor, because they're tied up on four different sites. You may have seen them start in front of the Rehoboth entrance. We are now crossing Route 1. That project is moving forward. That's tying two crews up, and we are building by the substation on Kent Avenue. You may have seen that also. Councilman Hudson probably uses that road quite a bit. Mm-hmm. All that activity by the DP&L substation, that's one of our new pump stations, which is under construction. So there's a lot of moving parts. So we recommend that that would be added to a Ronco. And last one, we also added a credit change order. We deleted the influent force main consolidation at the Rehoboth plant, allows us to delete a small flow meter, which was in the original bid documents. That is the credit change order, which goes directly with that on the BW side. So what we're working on, which you will be seeing in the not-so-distant future, is a proposal to install the conduits from the new DP&L service location to the last service pole DP&L wants us to do. You've already approved DP&L installing the conductors, but the utility no longer installs conduits. We have to do that. So that's, we're working on that right now with our electrical contractor, BW, and you should see that in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So that's the South Coastal Rehoboth update, and probably see us every 5 to 6 weeks. We should be coming with some issue or another to you to give you an update. I mean, things are in full swing now, and contractors are mobilizing. Big project.
Any questions? Cool. Mr. Burton?
Was it Rycon? What's the name of that company?
Ronco.
In and taking our on-call guy out, does that break our contract with that guy?
No, it's our contract on the on-call side is completely discretionary. So normally how we do it, we add the items to the budget. The influent force main consolidation was an actual budget item. It's carried in the budget. And that one was priced out. Our on-call contractor is working on it. The consolidation at Rehoboth was not budgeted. It was originally to go into the bid, but it wasn't completely researched that the bid was not included. We pulled it out at the very last second. It's now been fully researched, i.e. we did a lot of test pits, did the design, gave the design to both companies and said, who can do it when? And what is your budget on each side? So at that point, the timeline as well as the pricing on Ronco's side was better. So it makes sense to give it to them.
Are we still on the timeline to finish this project when Wednesday? So nothing's changed?
No changes.
No. Okay.
No. So far, none of the change orders carried any time extension or contract time deletion. So we're still on the original timeline as bid.
Great, thank you. Any more questions? You're rolling.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 1 for contract C19-17 South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Treatment Process Upgrade number 3 in Rehoboth Beach for wastewater treatment plant capital improvement program phase two, general construction, be approved increasing the contract amount by $196,637.27 for a new contract total of $39,723,037.27.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Next, sir.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at change order number two for contract C-19-17, South Coastal number three and Rehoboth number two, electrical construction be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $6,800 for a new contract total of $21,412,499.20.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Next.
Next one is a Chapter 96 project. And you know, this is very drawn out by our own code. And once we, the county administrator and the team, wraps up your other big code issues, something we like to streamline a little bit. But here you go through these various steps to get to there. Then you have an election to get it to this point. Now we have it completed. That's the good news. We actually have a closeout change order. We have a completion recommendation. But once this is finished, the finance department and the engineering department will set the assessment rates, go through another hearing, and another vote, and then finally place the assessment rates on the individuals. This one here actually had a contribution from the association, which was initially a smaller one. They upped the contribution because they wanted to keep their assessment rates below the level they approved already, so when we go for the second round, they don't have to bring to the public a different rate. So you can see this is a complex process for a very small project. And these are normally the ones we have. We don't have these million-dollar projects. We have these $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 paving projects. And you touch them many times. We touch them many times. Finance touches them. So I think in the future, we really should be looking at how we're going to streamline this so we can process more and give more benefit to our customers. Because a lot of the customers sort of step back. We had two requests recently, and once we explained them all the steps, they sort of recoiled a little bit and said, oh, let us think about it. So the good news is here we are. We have the closeout, and I have a suggested motion.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number two for the contract T20-01, the Owl's Nest Pavement Improvements, be approved for final balancing, decreasing the total contract amount to $84,760.91. And that substantial completion be granted effective January 30, 2020, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the documents.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Mr. Burton.
So the association is essentially paying down the bid.
Yes, they did.
So then the taxable rate over time is what we told them it was going to be.
Will be reduced. The initial petitions came in based on an estimate, and they wanted to make sure that they keep the eventual final resolution and vote to that same estimate. So there's no loss of support on their side.
Does that happen a lot?
That happens quite often, yes.
Okay. Any more questions?
Mr. President.
Mr. Riley.
This is more of a comment, and I want to say I waded through the full packet of information. It's not easy reading. And I guess my comment is, or question is, more along the lines of thinking out a year or two, and if you're entering retirement, I'm hoping that you have somebody in the wings that can jump in and do as good a job as you do, because honestly, keeping all these balls in the air and keeping this stuff straight is impressive. So I'm hoping that you have a bench that you're developing.
Thank you, Councilman, much appreciated. And yes, we are actively administration and the engineering department actively discussing it. And again, the suggestion I made about streamlining certain processes where we have total control over, this is not a state code requirement. This is something Sussex County Council put in play. And, you know, like, in my opinion, it is too lengthy, too cumbersome for our residents, and really takes a lot of time on the engineering department side as well as the finance department side. You know, for a great benefit, don't get me wrong, but I think it's too involved.
More questions of council? I would just like to say that I agree with Mr. Riley about having a bench. I want to tell you that I am in no hurry for you to retire. So we deserve our understanding that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Any more questions?
Mr. Riley's been over to Washington, and he's learned how, he got a new saying, keep all the balls in the air.
Keep all the balls in the air. We're going to take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I would get motion carried. Next, sir.
Talking about keeping balls in the air, you know, we have a backlog of approved sewer district expansions, either by annexation or by referendum, which we have touched now in the engineering side, i.e. bringing consultants on board, and the finance side. So try to keep up with that backlog so that we can continue to serve our customers. And just this week again, we have the big Blackwater Villages coming up, expecting a couple hundred people. This is another big expansion in Councilman Hudson's district. And you know, like, it's not the only one. You and I know we have probably a dozen of these in various stages of progression, and they all can get pretty cumbersome. This one here, is the good news is we have moved Mallard Creek to the point that we had numerous meetings with the owners. You know, this was expanded. Financing had applied for. We received the financing. You voted on the financing. All these steps have been put in place. We're now ready. We have pushed, the engineering department has pushed the, what we like to call the initial design concept, to the point that we have buy-in from the owners. And that was also that particular buy-in was then funded. So we're ready to turn it over to the consultants at this point. And we always look at our bench of consultants, the three consultants you approved in the five-year plan. And right now, we had KCI and Davis Bonner Friedel tied up in a number of other projects. GMB had one project at Wolf Run. We had another meeting with the Wolf Run team, so that's progressing very nicely. So I think from a workload standpoint, we make a suggestion to have George Miles and Buer take on that contract. It is a standalone EJCDC contract, hence it's not an amendment to our base agreement, because USDA requires that particular format, so we had to create a standalone. Dollar amounts are the same, it's just a matter of legal document. And we are very comfortable and very, very pleased with the proposal George Miles and Buer made, which was well within the budget we have for engineering for this particular project. So we're ready for you to give us the green light and bring Mallard Creek to the next level.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the engineering services agreement with George Miles and Buer be approved in the amount not to exceed $177,780 for design and bidding phases of the Sussex County Project S-20-26 Mallard Creek Sewer Expansion, contingent upon approval by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.